You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, when we moved into this house a little over a year ago, part of the negotiations with the seller was to leave a few things. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to go through all the trouble of getting new bar stools in the kitchen. Because we have this is a very large island. And really, 99.9% of our meals are taken there. Okay. I think we've used the dining room once or twice since we moved
in. It's like having a kitchen table. You're just
using
your bar.
It's just like a kitchen table. And it's really cool. It's a giant island thing. The chairs go around. Anyway, so we left that. But over the year, I have just determined that they are probably the most uncomfortable bar stools in history. And I can tell that the woman who sold us the house, that she bought them for the look because they had a certain type of, you know, visual appeal.
Sure, yeah.
But when you sit on them,
no
it's
good,
just
huh?
horrible. Now, on two of them, the little feet thing are screwed up, and so they're scratching the wood floors. It's like, if I ever needed an excuse to go out and get new bar stools, it's right now. But I will tell you that we discovered last night that we have no similar taste whatsoever in that type of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't think that there's a drastic difference in the look of those things. Drastic differences.
Oh, there's thousands of them you can choose from.
She hates all the ones that I pick out. I hate all the ones she's picked out.
You need a third party.
Well, we actually tried bringing Zoe in, but I don't really trust that because I think the two women will gang up.
I see.
And team up, you know, and I just...
can't have that.
I didn't know that there could be that big of a difference.
Yeah.
You know, in the way they look.
Sure. Isn't there a store that's just all specifically bar stools? I think there is.
There are. There definitely are. I've found in my experience that those are the stores that charge about four times more than the other stores.
Custom bar stools.
Yeah. And that's like, I do want something comfortable for my tush.
Can you get half and half? How many do you need? Four?
Five.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. So you could get two that you wanted and she can get two that she wants.
Technically, we only need four. I mean, really.
Split it up then. Go crazy.
No.
It's 2021, Dom. Anything's possible.
That would look worse. Wouldn't it be hilarious if we had four completely different individual stools?
Why not? It's a thing.
So I guess that's where my money's going to... You know, and you know that deep down inside, I'll lose.
You
and I'll
totally
just say,
will.
Whatever.
Like that's her spot, man.
When it comes... It is. I mean, that's her domain.
Yep.
I mean, once you get into that kitchen, oh, heaven help you. If you have any type of thoughts on, you know...
Anything.
It's like, that is her room.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if that sounds sexist to some people. She will tell you the same thing. This is my space. You can have the whole rest of the house.
Oh, people. It's not sexist. It's just a kitchen.
I know. But you know how it is.
I know, Dom.
Anyway, so I'll let you know when
good luck, buddy.
I'll let you know when I cave in and lose.
Good luck, man.
And buy bar stools that I hate. All right. What's going on in your world?
I've hit my yearly dilemma of what to do with all the Christmas cards that people sent us over the past month and a half. We've got this cute little reindeer stand that goes in the living room, and it's kind of tall, and the antlers have slots in it that you fill up with all the Christmas cards that come in. And wow, for being a pandemic year, we got like 60-some Christmas cards this year. I was thinking we weren't going to get any.
No, but
really.
It's because you send out Christmas cards.
Yeah, but we felt bad because this year we only sent out like 15 to immediate family.
But remember the rule. It takes a year to 2 years for people to catch on that you're not sending them out anymore.
Right. So
you won't get 60 next year. And then
feel bad, so we will be sending out the 60 next year because we feel bad that they didn't get one this year.
But it might be too late for some people.
God, I hope so. Because it's too many to deal with. A
like,
lot
we don't
of
send
photo
out Christmas
cards.
We don't send out Christmas cards, so we get maybe 10.
Yeah.
That's
I would
it.
Like to be at that point.
So you're worried about throwing them
what
away,
what do you
right?
do with them now? We picked up the Christmas decorations, and I took the stack of them, and they're sitting in our kitchen. And I'm like, what do we do with all these? I mean, a lot of them are photos. I don't like tossing the photos right in the trash. Yeah. In years past, I've just put them in the shredder, the photo ones, just out of a courtesy
to
the people that sent them.
That almost seems like bad juju to me.
I know, it does.
It's like some sort of curse you're putting on people if you shred their photo.
I can't bring myself to do it this year.
Why don't you take one of those candle lighting things and just set it on fire while you're at it?
Dumpster out back that I burn them all in or something?
Man.
So it's like, yeah, it's like all this time and effort and money that goes into these cards, and now I'm just like, do I scoop them in the trash? I will never look at these cards again.
No.
Ever.
Why do you worry about that? You don't think people are throwing your cards away?
No, I know. Well, I
didn't
know they
get
are.
One from you this year, so
you
I didn't
weren't
make
on
the
list
cut.
Of 15, buddy.
I know. I didn't make the cut this year.
We just did an immediate family.
I'm the one out of everyone in your entire world who keeps your Christmas cards the longest.
You do.
You got
nothing.
Called.
Sorry, man. I don't know. I don't know why I feel bad. I feel bad for the picture ones. The card ones, not so much.
No, throw them away or recycle, whichever. Works for you. I will tell you what's funny. You know how we were talking about how the mail delivery is like so delayed by weeks? What used to take 3 to 5 days now is weeks. Yesterday, we received a Christmas card from some people we know. You know, yesterday was January 4th.
Yeah.
I looked on the envelope. It was postmarked. It got postmarked, mailed December 14th.
Holy cow.
So that 17-4, it took 25 days.
That one might have fallen in between the seat crack
there. I don't
think so.
All of these things that we're getting in the mail are taking forever. But anyway, I opened it in the kitchen, and I showed it to Gretch and to Zoe. I said, look, so-and-so and so-and-so sent us a card. And then we all went, oh, that's nice. And then I just was standing right over the trash can, and
in it goes.
And that's not disrespectful. It's January now.
Right. What do you? You don't put it up now.
You can't be.
You don't display it.
You cannot display a Christmas card that shows up.
Yeah.
You know, 12 days after Christmas.
I'll end up trashing them. I'm sure. I just feel bad.
No, don't feel bad.
In years past, from buddies that we get Christmas cards from and that I know have a good sense of humor, I've actually filmed myself shredding their picture card as it goes in and sending them the video. Have a good year.
Now that's funny.